This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomba the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans. I used to do a list of them, but you know, no humans, no mammals, no birds, no frogs, no fish, no snakes, no snails or other, I was going to say other vermin. They're all vermin, really. And no geckos. None. Not a single one. You all suck, and you all should be run through a wood chipper. Are they all good now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomba the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo. The Splendiferous, the genius, the... insert whatever. I didn't bother to look at the thesaurus this morning. Anyway, you probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomba the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZombaTheDestroyer.com. I guess. Sorta. Kinda. We can still tell you're a loser. Well, it's May now. Thank God. Finally. Not that you can really tell. You know, it was decently, not warm, but lukewarm all week last week. You know, up to 24 degrees. So, still a little bit nippy. Still wanted a jacket, but much improved over the usual weather here in godforsaken, stupid, frozen Canada. And then over the weekend, it turned to rain. Georgie, of course, denied responsibility, but she always does. And iguana don't believe her lying chimp ass about anything for anything. Any reason, any damn minute, not a single one. She's full of shit all the time. Nonetheless, iguana figured she might not be the only chimp responsible for offending the sun god, so it Skyped technical support monkey to yell at her. Iguana found her sitting on one of her IKEA chairs downstairs, apparently already on her laptop doing whatever. So it started telling her how the rain was her fault for not wanting to write songs praising the sun god. And Chimpette was kind of trying to ignore Iggy and roll her eyes. And then it saw in the side of the screen beside her a very disturbing sight. And he says, "Chimpette, what the hell is that thing next to you? It better not be what Ig thinks it is."
"I found, like, a spinning wheel at a thrift store."
"No. Bad monkey. No. Rub your nose on it."
"Like, what's wrong with this spinning wheel?"
"Iguana told you not to turn into one of them spinster chimpettes like Georgie. You need to find yourself a man monkey who lives in Los Angeles or is willing to move to Los Angeles so Iggy can move somewhere with decent weather and escape stupid frozen Canada."
"Okay, like, Zomo, like, spinning doesn't mean the same thing as spinster. There's, like, a lot of married women who spin."
"Yeah, name one."
"I'm pretty sure most of the women in the local, like, spinning guild, they're, like, married."
"Prove it."
"Okay, well, if you, like, look at the pictures on their Facebook page, Zomo, like, lots of them are wearing, like, wedding rings."
"They bought those for show to trick foolish chimpettes like you."
"Okay, like, why would spinning make you a spinster? Like, back in the day, like, all women spun yarn, not just the unmarried ones."
"That's what the spinsters want you to believe. They want to trick you so you'll be as lonely and miserable as they are."
"Okay, I don't see why a guy wouldn't marry a woman who can spin."
"Man monkeys don't want chimpettes who waste their time on useless hobbies. Why don't you ask what's-his-face guitar dude?"
"Okay, but, like, if you can spin, you can make yarn, and then, like, you could make the yarn into, like, a sweater for him?"
"Pretty sure the last time Iguana crashed one of your Skypes with what's-his-face guitar dude, he was wearing a tank top, not a sweater."
"Okay, he was in, like, Mazatlan, and it's, like, hot there."
"Exactly. There's absolutely no need for you to have a spinning wheel, since you ain't staying in stupid frozen Canada, so help me, sun god." And she starts spewing crap about,
"Oh, like, what about in the meantime when I'm still living here?"
"Won't listen to reason, but she did offer to make Iggy a blanket with the first batch of yarn that she spins. So Ig told her she can keep the damn wheel for now, but she better not let anyone know she has one." Well, too late. She already posted it on Facebook, so not only what's-his-face guitar dude, but also every eligible bachelor in the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA now knows a technical support monkey is becoming a spinster. If that wasn't bad enough, Gwyneth saw how she had repainted this black table she supposedly made in high school, and she did that retarded HGTV fake distressed boat hoe on a farm paint job that's so popular with all the ditzy chimpettes these days. Which wouldn't be quite so terrible if she'd made it in shades of green, but no, it had to be aqua with undertones of breeding season orange. Gwyneth told you she was getting desperate. The sort of desperate that advertising herself as a spinster sure as hell ain't gonna help fix. Your sister, what's his face guitar dude gonna think when he sees your breeding season orange paint job?
Okay, it's like aqua, Zomo. It has just like a little bit of the orange showing through.
A bit is all it takes, Chimpat. What's he gonna think about you advertising yourself like that?
He's gonna like think I'm creative and know how to decorate?
No, Chimpat, he's gonna think you're an easy lay.
He probably already thinks that, Zomo. I mean, like, well, this one time. Well, a couple of times, actually. Well, you know what? Never mind. It's really none of your business, Zomo.
Figures. See, you can't let a man monkey know that you're easy, Chimpette. That's how all you boat hoes end up buying spinning wheels and 47 cats when you get old. A man monkey wants a challenge, preferably one that hasn't been passed around to the other man monkeys.
I have not been, like, passed around. Well, okay, not, like, since I was, like, 18 and stupid. Anyway, I asked my brother about this breeding season orange crap you keep spewing, and he says guys don't care what colors a girl has in her room.
Yeah. And your brother, he would never lie to you about such a thing to protect your precious feelings, would he?
Well.
Technical support monkey didn't have an answer for that because he knows damn well Iguana's right. Anyway, what else? On Friday, Iguana went to Costco with Georgie. Georgie's such a prig. Like, you know, Iguana asked a very legitimate question. Can you take me to the salad bar? And she was all like, it's not a salad bar, it's the garden center, and you're not allowed to eat the plants, Zomo. Iguana's eat. Plants, Georgie. That makes the plant department a salad bar by definition. I'm not paying for the destruction you cause. Don't be such a cheap bitch, Georgie. Anyway, it didn't matter. Georgie refused to listen to reason. And that went for everything at Costco. Iguana was helpfully pointing out to her that she needs a new mattress and they sell those, but she wouldn't listen. I just got a new mattress last summer, Zomo. Yeah, but you got a bad one. It's hard as a rock and no good. And it's a queen size, and a spinster such as yourself has no need of anything larger than a twin. Well, I like being able to sprawl out. Funny. Funny how when Iguana said that last summer about why Iggy should get a queen bed, you said that wasn't a valid reason and Iggy only needs a twin. You're an iguana. Exactly, Iguana. Deserves a royal bed size. No, you're small and you can spread out just fine on a twin. Not horizontally, Iguana can't. Whatever. Tell you what, Georgie, you buy Iggy a nice squishy queen bed and you can have Iggy's old twin bed since you think it's so great. No! You don't need a queen bed, Georgie. You ain't got no man monkey to share it with. What makes you think I don't? Maybe I do and I only bring him over when you're out of town. Psh! Years ago when you were banging that Wilhelm loser, you had him over every day to make out in front of the TV, watching shitty movies, and not letting Iggy watch Mythbusters as Iguana wanted. You ain't got no man monkey if he ain't over being annoying with you every single day. Well, that's what you think. Yeah, whatever, Georgie. You and your imaginary boyfriend, just like your imaginary people who buy your stupid paintings. Anyway, speaking TV, we need one of them 6-foot plasma screen TVs they had up front. I'm not buying a 6-foot plasma screen TV, Zomo. Forget it. Why you can be so racist, Georgie? I'm not racist. Then why won't you buy a giant TV? It's because they're black, isn't it? That's ridiculous. Our current TV is black.
I mean, you don't want a big black TV hanging out in your living room. You're racist.
I am not.
Anyway, neither the reasonable, you know, rational reasons nor the emotional blackmail work to get Georgie to purchase either a new mattress or a new TV. She did buy a bunch of them stupid wooden deck chairs for the patio so her retarded art friends can come and hang out this summer and stink the whole joint up with her patchouli oil and their bad BO and their pot stinking smoke and just the fact that they're art people, you know, they all reek like oil paints and at least they'll be outside, but damn it, in the summer I want to hang out outside. Because I'm going to be hanging out outside at Mrs. Brown with an E's house, you know, next door. The smell will probably carry over to next door, though, and it's going to be a problem. Anyway, clearly I need to do something about Georgie and her shitty defiant attitude. I don't like uppity chimps who won't cooperate. I'm going to have to figure out how to wear her down a bit more. Pretty sure she's lying about having a boyfriend, though. After all, when I come home from visiting Technical Support Monkey, I never smell dude monkey chimp cooties. You know, maybe she could do her bedding or whatnot, but I don't smell it on the sofa. That's where she always used to hang out with Wilhelm. Well, I mean, they did eventually go upstairs and do whatever. You know, chimp sounds that would come from up there. But, you know, they usually started the gross making out stuff on the sofa. I don't smell no dude monkey there, so I think she's lying. I'm pretty sure she's lying. Anyways, I'm going to have to interrogate Hoppy and the Frog Disciples as to whether they've seen any dude monkeys hanging around. And, you know, on another note, how dare she pick her own dude monkey? Iguana told her many times she has to marry Mr. Heidel. You know, after all, he drives a Mercedes. And he kills things and has them turned into steaks and fur blankets for Iggy to snuggle up in. And he has a dragon hoard of gold and silver coins Iguana want to pilfer. Georgie needs to stop being so damn selfish and start putting out to Mr. Heidel. Anyways, like he said, pretty sure Georgie's full of shit, the same as she is about her so-called painting career. Anyway, you know, I did Skype into Technical Support Monkey again to interrogate her as to what she knows about this imaginary boyfriend. She insists she hasn't heard anything, but then she also said that Georgie's been awfully quiet about personal problems lately, so, you know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Technical Support Monkey's lying, too, but she seems to genuinely not know anything. It's kind of like if you ask her a math question, she gets the same sort of blank stare on her face. So I think it's genuine that she doesn't know. Anyway, yeah. And she's decided to start working on, you know, journal quilts and all that, instead of my second quilt. Hey, sister, you're supposed to be working on a second quilt for Iggy.
Yeah. But, like, I read this book about journal quilting. Like, you, like, make a quilt about what's going on in your life.
So, like, nothing in a big, stupid spinning wheel?
No, I didn't put the spinning wheel in it. But, like, okay, so, like, that distressed paint job.
Yeah, I see the breeding season orange on that thing. You should burn it and start again without the orange.
Oh, yeah, but it's, like, effort. It's, like, referencing the table, and that has some orange.
Which Iguana told you to repaint green.
And, okay, like, yeah, but anyways, I'm not. So it's like,
don't get uppity, chimp.
Oh, yeah, but I kind of like it with the orange.
You and your bad taste. Anyways, so she's going on about this stupid little quilt and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's got the slice and insert about, you know, she's making a quilt for her headboard. You know, instead of making the second quilt for Iguana, as Iguana has ordered her to do, and as all the chimpettes in her guild agree that she should do. Anyway, you know, so she's doing that, so then she's showing, and Iguana's supposed to give a damn about this little square of cloth. The only thing I noticed is it did have a couple flowers on it, but she explained that they were supposed to be dogwoods. I don't know, I don't really like dogwoods. They don't really taste good, Iguana. But I guess it's a step in the right direction, and she's showing, like, something about the carport reno and, like, a prison cell, and then something about Kanye West breaking out of mental prison so she thinks she can get all uppity and do the same. I don't know. The only good thing about it was that it was bound in green cloth. Lime green cloth. So then Iguana yelled at her for, you know, for misusing the green cloth on her private projects instead of on the quilt that she's supposed to be making for Iggy, but she insists it was just practice for technical support, Mickey. I think she's covering up for Georgie anyways, but you know, like I said, maybe she just doesn't know, because there's a lot of things technical support monkey doesn't know. Anyways, where is he? Oh yeah, Georgie's full of shit is the point of all that, and yeah, technical support monkey doesn't know a damn thing. So yeah, that's kind of how the week's gone. Supposedly it's supposed to be sunny later in the week, but we'll see. At least it's May now, so we're getting closer to July. Of course, it won't stay as July because it's stupid frozen Canada. Anyways, whatever. I'm going to have another nap in my stupid twin-sized bed. You know, I would go nap in Georgie's bed, except it smells like Georgie. And she got the rock-hard mattress. It's not comfortable for Iguana naps. Idiot. But anyways, so I'm going to go nap in my bed. And, yeah, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. If your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. Break their spirit. And that's supposed to defy you. Snoop through your stuff. And then you can go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com. Grab individual episodes there. Stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk at you, Iggs. Maybe next week, the week after. Soon enough. Bye.